Okay, so you know how much we love digging into the latest research. And you sent us a ton of articles on AI and biology. But even I was surprised by this study out of Tufts University. They're using AI to, like, decode the language of our cells.
Yeah, it's not just about reading our DNA anymore. We're talking about the electrical conversations happening between cells. It's a whole new way of thinking about how our bodies work.
So, like, can we actually talk to our cells now? Is that what you're saying?
In a way, yeah. This study focused on cancer, specifically how a neurotransmitter called GABA might actually influence melanoma.
GABA and melanoma. Most
Hello.
people think of GABA as something to do with the brain, right?
Right, exactly. It's usually associated with things like mood and relaxation. But it turns out GABA is a key messenger throughout the body, and it plays a role in how cells communicate with each other.
It's like suddenly realizing your dog speaks Italian. You knew they were trying to tell you something, but now you can actually understand it. So how did the researchers even discover this GABA-melanoma connection? Did they just, like, throw a bunch of data at an AI and see what stuck up?
Well, it wasn't quite that simple. They created this massive network of information linking tons of data about genes, drugs, and diseases, and then they let the AI loose to find hidden connections, like looking for patterns in a giant puzzle.
And boom, the AI finds this link between GABA and melanoma. Pretty impressive. But did they actually prove it works that way in a living thing?
Yeah, they did. They tested it on tadpoles. And by manipulating the GABA signals, they were actually able to trigger a melanoma-like state in these tadpoles.
Wow, hold on. So they basically told the tadpoles to develop melanoma, and their bodies responded.
Pretty much. And here's the really wild part. There was no primary tumor, no single cell going rogue and becoming cancerous.
So it's not like the classic story of one bad cell multiplying out of control.
Exactly. It was like every pigment cell in the tadpole simultaneously got the memo, time to transform.
Okay, that is seriously weird. It's like all the cells were just waiting for a signal to go rogue.
That's one way to think about it. It suggests that cancer isn't always about a single bad actor, but a breakdown in communication between cells, like cells forgetting how to be a community and working together.
Okay, so bad cell communication equals cancer. Got it. But how does GABA actually mess things up? It's not like it's whispering sweet nothings to our cells, right?
Not quite whispers, but GABA does disrupt the way cells talk to each other. Our cells communicate through these tiny gates called ion channels, and these channels control the flow of electricity in and out of the cell.
Like little doorways that can be open or closed.
Exactly. And GABA can essentially jam those doors open or shut, scrambling the messages and creating chaos.
So it's less about the content of the message and more about the signal strength.
Precisely. Too much or too little signal can throw the entire system off balance.
Okay, that makes sense. But where does AI actually fit into all of this? It's not like the AI is holding a tiny stethoscope up to our cells, is it?
Ah, that's a funny image. But that's actually a really good question. AI is acting as a translator, helping us decipher this complex language of biology.
A translator. So, like, we need a Dr. Doolittle who can talk to our cells. Except it's AI, not Eddie Murphy.
Exactly. And once we understand the conversation, we might be able to nudge it in a healthier direction.
So instead of, like, hitting cancer with everything we've got, chemo, radiation, the whole nine yards, we can maybe just send a few targeted signals and nudge the cells back into line.
Exactly. It's a completely different approach. It's like the difference between shouting at someone in a foreign language
Yeah.
and actually learning to communicate with them.
Right, building bridges instead of launching missiles. I like
Yeah,
that.
right.
But to have those nuanced conversations with our bodies, we need a lot more information, right? It's not just about GABA and melanoma.
Absolutely. This Tufts study is really just the tip of the iceberg. We need mountains of data, and not just about genes and molecules either.
So we need to go beyond the building blocks and figure out how all those tiny changes translate to, well, you.
Exactly. We need your entire biological story. Your sleep patterns, your diet, your stress levels, even your social life can have an impact.
It's like the difference between knowing the ingredients of a cake and understanding why that cake makes you crave a glass of milk.
That's a great analogy, and that's where AI comes in again. Imagine an AI that could take in all that information, your genes, your lifestyle, your environment, and then predict how those factors might affect your health years down the line.
Okay, now that's both incredibly powerful and maybe a little bit creepy too. Like, what happens to free will if an AI can predict your future health with almost perfect accuracy?
That's a valid concern. It's something we need to think carefully about, but the potential benefits are huge. Imagine catching diseases early, personalizing treatments, even preventing illnesses before they even develop.
Okay, yeah, I see your point. But how do we even begin to gather that much data? It seems like a pretty impossible task.
It is a huge challenge, but there are some promising approaches. One idea is to automate data collection and analysis as much as possible. Imagine labs that can run thousands of experiments simultaneously, gathering and processing information with minimal human intervention.
So, less C-3PO from Star Wars.
And
more like a superpowered self-running science fair.
Exactly. We need to work smarter, not harder, if we want to unlock the full potential of this technology.
That makes sense. But even if we could gather all the data in the world, how do we make sure the AI doesn't just become a black box, spitting out predictions that we don't understand?
That's a really important point. We don't want AI oracles just handing down cryptic pronouncements. We need AI that can explain its reasoning, show its work, so to speak.
So it's like we need the AI to show us its homework, not just give us the answer.
Exactly. We need transparency to build trust and make sure these systems are working with us, not just for us.
Right. We don't want to just be blindly following the AI's orders.
Yeah.
We need to understand how it's thinking.
And that's where explainable AI comes in. It's about designing these systems so that they can actually reveal their decision-making processes in a way that humans can understand.
So no more AI magic tricks. We need to see behind the curtain.
Exactly. Transparency is key.
Okay. I'm with you so far. But you said earlier that this could change how we see ourselves. How could understanding cellular conversations actually change our understanding of what it means to be human?
Well, think about it. What if those electrical conversations, those patterns of communication, what if they're not just happening at the cellular level?
You're blowing my mind right now.
What if they scale up, reflecting how we interact as individuals, as communities, as a species?
You're saying our bodies might be like a microcosm?
Yeah.
Of the larger systems we're a part of?
Exactly. It's like those Russian nesting dolls. Each layer reflects the one before it. And maybe our understanding of consciousness itself could be transformed by understanding these basic communication codes.
Wow. Okay. You've given me a lot to think about today. This isn't just about treating diseases anymore. It's about unlocking the secrets of who we are and why we're here.
It all starts by listening to the whispers of ourselves. Who knows what we might discover if we just learn to speak their language?
That's a great place to leave it. This has been an incredible deep dive. We started with a single study about GABA and melanoma, and somehow we ended up talking about the meaning of life.
That's what happens when you start exploring the frontiers of science. You never know where you might end up.
That's so true. And everyone listening, the next time you look in the mirror, take a moment to appreciate the incredible symphony of communication happening inside you right now. Your cells are talking. Are you listening?